Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling website. We're glad that you're on the sermons page. Father, we thank you for touching Brother Freedom, who's here, and several of us have gathered here in the living room. Bless this living room for your glory. Bless us that we might be a blessing to you. Bless the listeners. Anoint Brother Freedom for your glory, and we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, I just thank you for that you're so wonderful. You're so mighty. Lord, truly, you know I just totally... You know why I trust you. Touch this service line in a great way. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. I want the people out there in this land tonight, Father, that they know that it's by your leading. Father, I just pray that you'd move upon the hearts of everyone that hears this word. I pray that you'd speak their hearts in a very special way, in a very profound way, in a very straightforward way, a one-to-one way that only you can do. I pray that you touch every life, wherever it comes across through the world tonight, to hear these words. I pray it'll be life, because your scripture says life and death in the power of the tongue. Father, we want life this night in the words that each one hears. We pray it'll be used for your glory and your honor. I'm trusting you in a mighty way, and I want the people to know that I can't do nothing for myself. I'm just a nothing. Father, you're everything. You're more than sufficient. You're more than great. You're mighty. And Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Because all glory and honor goes to you for this day. And Lord, we thank you for sending forth your special son, Jesus, because his birthday is coming up pretty soon. And we want to let you know that we praise you. We acknowledge you because you sent forth the best gift that this world could ever have when they received Jesus as their Savior. And Jesus, we thank you that you was willing to come to this sin-cursed world and bleed and die upon that cruel cross and take the shame and all the things that came your way. And you did it because you wanted for us that we might live. And Father, I just give you praise. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost that's so real. I thank you for the Comforter that abides within us. We praise you this wonderful day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the miracles, for the great things that's happening. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to start off reading a little bit to everybody. This know also in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. People loving their own selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, we know that's in full scale. Children are out doing their thing. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers. Boy, no, people don't tell the truth at all. False accusers. You know, that false accuser is really something. Just like he's talking about that man, he was falsely accused. Inconsistent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. You know, pleasure is getting to be a very big, well, I don't know how to speak it, it's a very powerful thing that's in the U.S., and I guess the world over. Because look at all of the sports, all these things, they're a pleasure. It's all right, I guess, if they curb it, but I mean, it's putting these ahead of God is where the trouble is. Seek ye first his kingdom, and all these things shall be added. But this last one here is where I'd really like to come into, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Well, I guess myself, I wouldn't be as far as I am, but years ago, I decided I wasn't going to apologize in some of those areas because I knew that it was right. So I went my own way. But God's blessed. Sometimes we have to follow the leading of the Lord to the place that we do some things that's maybe uncomfortable. Maybe it's not what people would probably say that denotes a Christian person. But God wants us to follow Him at all costs. That's the bottom line, and I don't really know how to express it any other way, but I learned 35, 40 years ago that if I would follow all the way, that He would never let me go. He'd never leave us. And see, there's a part of me that's carnal, messed up like everybody else. We all got problems. And I'm not no saint because I'm sitting here. My goodness is in Him. This body is capable of making dumb mistakes, things. And the only thing that keeps me from it is the Spirit of God. I really believe it. Because He controls your thoughts. He controls your actions. He gives you discipline. You know, in the military, you've got to have discipline. It has to be, or you've got chaos. In our lives, when we don't have spiritual discipline as Christians, we're going down our bad pathway. The Bible says the pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. So, if we've got a lot of bad things in our minds, and we're trying to live godly, but they're there, they become the most dominant part of us, then we're going to show. We're going to have little anger fits. We're going to maybe lose our temper. Maybe sometimes even swear a little bit and do things that we shouldn't do. What we call getting out of control. But the bottom line is, we never come to that place to lay aside all the things that so easily beset us and run that race with patience. So we've got to seek God with all of our heart, with all of our soul. And just because others are doing it, because others fail, don't give us a license to fail or to do it. Now, failing is something that you're trying, but you really don't overcome it. And the Bible plainly says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. So it behooves each one of us, there is a cross to bear, and there is some things to overcome. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And inherit and overcoming, if it wasn't a problem, God would have said we had to overcome it. But when we get saved, we have to work out our salvation with fear and heavy troubleness. We need to realize that our vessel has to be, from the time that we're saved, is changing day by day, hour by hour, as we progress on from that point. But if it doesn't happen pretty soon, because it's not happening, your reflexes, your senses are getting dull because your spirit world is not doing what the Spirit Lord wants you. It's like not using something. And when you don't use your muscles, what happens? They get soft. I was at a stroke here last year, and just that little time, I was pretty soft, but I'm hard now. But I have to work at it to make this happen. And I can't stop, because if I stop, it goes back the other way. That's the way it is. If we don't use the right spiritual muscles we have in doing what we're supposed to do, then we lose it. Follow me? We lose what God's given us. And then we start getting in compound troubles. That means we're getting deeper and deeper, farther and farther behind the ball, the eight ball. We get behind the eight ball that way, because this body that God's given us, we have to keep it in tune with Him. We have to keep this thing tuned up for glory. And it takes us some effort, praying, seeking God, reading the Word without question, keeping our mind set on God. There's a lot of things that keep us tuned up. Now, that doesn't do the work, but that gets you a framework that you can serve the work of God. So then we also need the leadership of something that can help us. And that is the Holy Spirit. It says, this in Jude. Now, this is what they told the disciples. Let's come back in the early, how that they told you that they should be mockers. Beloved, remember these words which were spoken before you by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How they told you that there should be mockers in the last times. We're living in the last days. We're living in the day when things can happen. Mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These are they who separate themselves sexually, having not the Spirit. And see, when you start resisting, especially in the early ages when you're a real new Christian, you start hardening, you start losing that sweet Spirit of God. You're a new creation. But if you don't take over pretty fast, you lose it. And then you get like that when Jesus talked about there was some that was planted on the ground that had thistle, some had briars, some on stony ground, and that's what happens. That's what that's relating to, because at that time that there's no growth that takes place. It's like a plant, you put it in the dirt and you don't water it, pretty soon it withers. Well, that's what we do spiritually. And that's why we need the help of God's people to pray for young believers. We need them to pray that they might have that wonderful blessing from heaven. They might be inspired, the sky's the limit. But that's the age when we can lose our power real innocently. I say innocently because we don't really know, because no one's ever told us, and some of our superiors just say, well, you know, you don't want to get too deep in the Lord because that's what happens. We get our wings cut real early, and so we can't leave the barnyard no longer. We can't fly. We're limited. Spiritually, this is what happens to new believers. We need to keep people in trim with God, alive in the Lord. But the number one leader is the Holy Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourself, and the most building up yourself, you have to do it every day. Building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, come and see the look of love. Glory to God. Years ago, when God gave me that, when I started, I prayed for 8 years, about solid. And when He came into my life, I had the radio on the truck, and the Lord told me, "Just turn the radio off. I want God to talk. I'm going to hear, give you a message. Don't worry about the company you work for right now. Nothing's going to come through." So that moment, the Lord says, "I've got a plan for you. I want you to tithe yourself reading my word. Tithe your time and read my word." So I figured out about 2 hours and 40 minutes a day or something like that. So I said, "Well, I can do that. And he said, "Then when you get behind the steering wheel of this truck," which I was doing a lot of driving, "I want you to pray in the Spirit." He gave me within 3 months time, I was so high. I mean, the Spirit of God was a real life, because I was doing what the Word says. Building up yourself in the most holy faith. Even though I had prayed for those 8 years, I wasn't where I, now it was starting to get, going to be reality. That there was getting me to where I could get my senses together. See, we pray for a while just to get ourselves to a place that God can help us. But then when He gets there to help us, He wants you to take it and run with the ball. I didn't need to sit down and do what I did those 8 years. I needed to take action then. I needed to take notice that God's real and He'd be with me. And when I started putting these together, there's great power. And the Lord spoke to me way back then. He says, "This is what's wrong with my church. This is what's wrong with my leaders. They don't put the two together." He says, "My word says, you must know me in spirit and in truth." Spirit and in truth, they go together. The letter killeth, but the Spirit brings forth life. You need the letter, but you need the Spirit also. It's the unction to get the function, to get us walking. But see what happens when these things happen. A lot of people don't get it, so that's what's happened. That's what happened to the early church here. So maybe it gets them moving in the Spirit. And actually, it's a farly history. I think about 100 years, about how long it went. See, and that's sad. They had something. Oh, praise God, about the glory of God. They had the glory. They had glory of God. They seen healing. They seen revival. They seen the fulfillment of Jesus. They seen the fulfillment of Jesus Christ when He came. They seen the fulfillment. They received that greater is He that's within us than He is in the world. Jesus told him it was needful that He went away. But if He would come back, He would be filled. The Comforter would come. You reprove the world of sin and lift up the name of Jesus. You see signs and wonders. You know, I get so, people say they want you to pray, but they don't want you to pray. They want to actually tell you how to pray. And they don't want you to pray in their sanctuary because they're afraid that you might pray not right when they want you to pray. But see, that's where God needs to change some things. And I'm going to go clear back to Isaiah. The Lord told me this today. Give me some scriptures. Listen up. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel not of me, and of that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add to sin, that walk down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth. Same thing. And then over here, the Lord is giving a bunch of scriptures here. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Glory. They want it their way. Here it says, they prophesy smooth things, prophesy deceit. Without the Holy Ghost, we don't know what we're saying. Because we're talking in ourselves. And this is what happens to those that actually don't make it. For the Lord hath poured upon you the spirit of a deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes, and your prophets, and your rulers, and your seers hath he covered. Wherefore the Lord said, for much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do not do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and from the fear for me, and taught by precept of men. God wants to teach. He wants to be our teacher. It's never changed. Ooh. God wants to. He's here tonight. And this goes back a little farther than Isaiah. It's over here. Precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Precept. A line, and line. A line, hip on line. A little here and a little there. With a stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. To whom he said, this is correct. This is the rest wherein ye may cause the weary to rest. Israel talks about it in Hebrews. They could not come into the rest. And the rest is through the Spirit of God. It's the only that we have that keeps us resting. Ooh, I want to speak in that heavenly language. But God wants to touch us in a mighty way. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful, that rule this people, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell, or an agreement that overflowing and scorn shall pass there through. Going down, it talks about if that's not a good end. God wants us to arrive in Him. The source is the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent His only Son that we might have everlasting life. But also, Jesus said, He said it was needful for Him to leave. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do it, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And this is Jesus saying this. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Not for one day, forever. He's coming back to the clouds of glory. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see. They can't see him. Boy, when you get these blinds on, you can't see him at all. We need to be set free. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Oh, come on. Glory to God. I need to go around the block about 3 times. Praise the Lord. You know, I used to get in that truck and I just let her go. And I got so charged up that I seen the final drive one day, the oil was coming out, and God actually stopped the oil on the final. I know that. I'm not saying these things boastfully. God is real. He probably did some things that normal people hadn't seen, but it was because I give him time for this gift in me. You know, every place I went, I wasn't received. And I had people come and say, "Well, you don't mind it, man, nothing. You're about to nothing." The Lord kept telling me, said, "Don't worry about what men say." And I didn't. God's proved himself to me. Over and over and over and over, he's still proving himself. Look how he heals people all over the world that I don't do nothing. I just mention it, it's done. Who come and see the eagle? He said, God's real. And he said he'd do it, and he's doing it. We got a letter from a few states over, and this lady couldn't get her blood pressure down. God brought her down. I mean, supernatural things all the time. God's real. He'll meet your need exactly where you are if you'll come. He will meet you your way. Because God wants to save you. God don't want to send you no place but for him. He wants you to live your time here good, and then you know, on the other side you know it's going to be good. You can live here and have fun. Go there, you're going to have more fun. You're going to have more fun because, you know, you're tuned up with the one that loves you. And you can have that special experience with God that's real. I mean, you can have, you know, why would you want to go down to some place that can't give you nothing? I want the one that can give me something. And my God can give you anything. There's nothing that he can't do. He's real. He's magnificent. He's glorious. He is everything. He is liberty. His right hand pleasures evermore. God is full of blessings. He will bless us with his mighty, overpowering Spirit of God to help us in his last hours. See, that's why I had to go through what I went through, because this way I can sort of say I'm a wreck without it, without the Lord. But God is real. When I go home, I'm not this way. God's here. He's alive. He showed up tonight. Yes, Lord, you're wonderful. You're here. God wants to prove himself to his people. He wants to confess his face to shine. I will not leave you comfortless. God will not leave us comfortless. You know, in Corinthians, says that God is the God of all comfort. He comforts us in all of our troubles. You know, God's love. Ooh, glory. I don't know what. God's just great. And all you need to do is praise him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make or boast of the Lord. He's real. You need to make your boast in the Lord. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eye is over the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. Call on me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Boy, we don't know much of ourselves. I'm afraid even, I don't even want to give my opinion. A lady last night asked me about something. I said, But now I can give everybody opinion. Because see, it's not for me. Who will come? It's the glory of God that's coming. It's the glory of God that wants to illuminate us by his signature. Oh, glory. Sister Janice, by his signature, the name of Jesus, that name is higher than God in that name. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. In that wonderful name, you shall receive pardon. You'll receive comfort. You'll receive an everlasting entrance to heaven. And Jesus has given you a home that never decays. It's forever and ever and ever. It's real. It's more real than life itself. It'll be forever to the end. Oh, I can't speak. Glory to God. God is real. He wants to comfort us this night. You know, you may be out there and you've went through a lot of troubles. God wants to help you. God wants to strengthen you. God wants to uplift you. God wants to encourage you. You know, the enemy comes to kill. Remember this. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God's come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus came that you might receive healing. The devil came that you might be doomed. You might be sent to the bottomless pit, but you don't want no part of him. You want to say, "Get out, Satan. I resist you." Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us. Resist him, I mean, it's devil free from us. It's in the Word. Call unto me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you didn't know not. Come unto me, all of you that are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your souls. Oh, what this world needs is rest. What this world needs is the love of God. They need the power of God. They need the blessing of God. God's going to have new, great, manifold blessings. God's here to heal, bring healing in South Africa, China, wherever you are tonight. God's here to bring healing to your life. My hand's reaching out to you right now. You can be healed in the name of Jesus. Believe, and thou will be saved. Call upon him, and you can receive salvation tonight. Believe on it. Confess your, with your tongue that the Lord Jesus is your Savior. That he can save you. He can forgive you your sins. And with that confession, you can be a new man, a new woman. You can have a new hope, a new direction, a new calling, a new entrance into heaven. And you don't have to be in the living the molly grubs no longer. You can live in the greatest vessel of God wherever you can live in his love. You can live in the luxury of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Where his Spirit is, there is liberty. I don't know why you don't want to live any place without the luxury of God's Spirit. Where his Spirit is, there is liberty, great power, great healing, great invitation of love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves us so much, he doesn't want any of us to end up separated from him. In James, it says, he longeth for the day, for his children. God longs for the day, for the return of us to him. God longs for that day that we come there. God's longing for the day. It's like he's got a harvest here, and he wants us to come in. He's my filled children. I'm longing for you. I want to put arms around you. I want to cuddle you. Can you ever think of a God that loved, made something? He wants us to love us. And see, that's why he made us this way, that we have to choose. He wants someone that wasn't forced or coerced or any other thing, but a gunpoint or anything else. He wants you to choose to love him, because he wants you to come that loving spirit. That you, I chose you because I love you, Lord. I want you in my heart. I want you because you're real. I want you to fill me and throw me with this Holy Ghost. I want the power of God to be upon me. The unction, the glory of God be on, that I'll have that deliverance. I'll have that power. I'll have that move of God in my life, that I will speak the oracles of God day by day, moved out by the Spirit of God. And we need that unction from the Holy One to help us in this hour, because we're living in desperate times. We're living in times when men don't know one other way. But God knows the way. He hasn't lost a soul. He won't lose any that comes his way. God has brought us out into his crowd. It's not the Methodists, it's not the Baptists. It's his church. The church of God is alive. The church of God is going to be real. It's not the Baptists, it's going to be nothing. It's all God's church. God wants to be the proprietor of his church. He wants to be the leadership because he loves us. God wants to speak to his people in a very special way. For I, the Lord thy God, am here this day in a very powerful way, says the Spirit of God. I'm here that my people might wake up. They might come and confess their faults to me, and I shall forgive them. Come to me, my people, and I'll bless thee, and I'll give thee strength. And I'll help thee, that thou mightest arise, thou might perform, do the things that I've called thee to do, that thou will no longer be the tail, but I will make you the head, wherever you are in the world. I will give you a new calling, a new direction, and thou shalt be a leader for me, and thou shalt bring many souls. If thou shalt call upon me this night, I shall uphold thee, and I'll be moved by thee. Look to me, my people, for I love thee. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I'll give thee a blessing that thou cannot contain. I will help thee. Help thee, because I say the days are growing short when men's ways are going to be endless. And I say men's ways are going to be endless, because there's going to be a time very shortly when my Spirit was withdrawn, that men's ways will be an endless pattern. And that pattern will end up down below as a pathway. My people need to be vacant from those things. My people need to come higher. My people need to search for me. They need to realize that I'm coming soon. And look, my people, call to me, and I'll forgive thee. I'll help thee. Come my way, my ones, for I love thee, says the Spirit of God. Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing upon those out there tonight in a mighty way. Father, I just thank you for what you've done tonight. I pray that you'll touch your people in a mighty way. Father, I pray that you'd minister to your people. that to realize that you have a way in the dark. You have a way in the song. And whatever it is, you have a way. There's no one can hide from you. And Father, we just pray that you move mightily your people this night in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Touch your people. Touch those out there that are hurting this night. Whatever your need is, call to God and God will answer you. In the name of Jesus, in that wonderful name of Jesus, you can get what you need. God bless you all. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing this night in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Amen. It's hard to talk. I'm so full of the Spirit. Glory to God. God bless you all. God bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you all. Amen. Glory.